everybody. Yep. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're back.
I mean, at least if you're in the U.S., I'm guessing right. That's not really Memorial Day in other countries, but whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, we're fucking sleepy from last night. We had a good time last night.
Yeah, it was like, it was good. And, well, I mean, we ended up not really drinking a great deal because I didn't realize this, but the bar, they moved, and they don't have their liquor license anymore.
Well, they have a liquor license, it's just that they can't use it there.
Yeah.
It's not, they got to come in and do an inspection and build a bunch of shit, you know, and until they build, there has to be storage rooms, and there has to be drainage and fountains, and the floor has to be just right before they can actually use a liquor license in the place.
Yeah.
It's like a zoning type thing,
but,
or food service standards. That's what it is. It has to be brought up to code.
Yeah, because the liquor licenses in Orlando are like super expensive.
Yeah, he's got one. It's just he's got to bring it up to code.
So I mean, they just had they had beer and they had like White Claw and shit like that.
Yeah,
and they
had pre-mixed drinks.
Yeah, they had like a little Tanqueray gin and tonic. I think they couldn't have anything over 5% alcohol or 10% or something like that. Whatever it was. So you know, I had like a couple of Yinglings and one of those Tanqueray things, and
I got
one drink. It was Absolute vodka, but it also had lime and cucumber.
Yeah.
And I gave him some, and he was like, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah,
I thought it was horrible at first, too, but it actually kind of grew on me.
It was
weird, because it was like the cucumber gave it like a weird like kind of savory thing to it, which I wasn't expecting. Mm. But drinking that, I was kind of like, oh, I wonder if they have like Bloody Marys in a can, because I'd be all about that, but I don't think they did.
I had the mojito. Mojito was good.
I was thinking about getting that, but I never did. And then
Bacardi.
Like after that, I was just kind of like, nah, I just wanted water.
Bacardi Mojito.
Yes, they got them like all in cans.
Yeah.
So, but what a lot of people, I guess, you know, it's been open for a while. This is like the first time that we went. But a lot of people already knew that. So they just had like booze out in their car, like in the parking lot. So they would just like go outside and like drink in the parking lot. You know what I mean? Zach said, I tried a scotch and soda at the gay bar last week, and my God, it almost made me puke. I don't think I've ever had a scotch and soda. Have I?
You're not supposed to put soda in scotch.
That's a pretty common drink, though.
You could do it in whiskey. Scotch, supposed to drink that on the rocks.
I've had a whiskey and soda, and I wasn't a fan. I do like whiskey, but I usually like it mixed with, like, Coke or if it's, like, a real nice... I kind of like that apple-flavored whiskey. Jack Daniels had one for a while, and whatever the hell that other... what the fuck is that other whiskey called? I don't remember. The other brand.
Oh, I don't know.
They had, like, an apple one. And I remember liking that a lot.
Yeah,
and I just would drink that one, like, by itself. Had some Four Loko.
Yeah.
But, so the cool thing about it was that I was kind of stressing because, you know, Barbarella was, like, my favorite place. And it was, like, downtown. And I knew that they had moved. And I was kind of like, man, they're way the fuck out on John Young Parkway. And I was thinking to myself, God damn it, that's so far. That's going to take us, like, an hour to fucking get there. But then when I Google mapped it, it was, like, not far at all.
30 miles.
Yeah, it was 28 miles.
28 miles.
And I was just sitting there going, well, shit, that's not that much farther. And the thing is, because they've built, like, in the last few years, they built, like, some kind of toll expressway type things, like, from here, like, from Eustis to, like, kind of bypassing downtown. So it's, like, if you take a toll road, it took literally, like, half an hour.
Actually, to get back, no, it was less. Wasn't it less? More like 25 minutes.
Something like that.
To get back, I think we got back in 17 minutes, right? I was going 80.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no. When you asked me how much farther is at home, I said 17 minutes, but we were already...
Or there about 5 minutes probably.
Yeah,
we
were already like into the journey by that point. It takes about half an hour.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that's the same amount of time it takes to drive to Mannequins.
Yeah, and it's close. Yeah.
And Mannequins is closer, but that's because that's like stop and go traffic. You can't really, you know what I mean? So it takes it takes like the same amount of time. And this one was like way better because it's toll roads.
Yeah, nobody else on the road.
And there's like hardly anybody else on there. I was like, woohoo, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. I guess I was thinking about it in terms of I-4 because I-4, I just never want to drive on there ever because that road is like a fucking wide awake nightmare.
You arrive down there, fucking OBT, Orange Blossom Trail, where all the fucking strip clubs are and the hooker hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't see any hookers though.
No, we didn't see any hookers. I didn't really see...
Probably, we bought one. We legitimately bought one. Get it back. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I kind of like... It's kind of weird, like, the location where they moved it. They basically moved it to, like, an industrial park.
Yeah.
Like, so it's, like, where it's a, like a warehouse district.
Yeah. It looks nice in there, though. It's all fucking black walls and...
I think it used to be, like, a sports center, like a badminton, like some badminton center or something like that. That's what it used to be. So it's, like, this big cavernous space. Yeah. And the cool thing about it is that, one, there's parking, like, tons of parking, like, right in front. So you can literally, like, walk outside and, like, sit in your car or go, you know, smoke or drink in your car or whatever.
Yeah, no normies in that motherfucker.
And, yeah, and you don't get any walk-ins because, like I said, Ibar used to be right on the corner of, like, the main drag of downtown Orlando. So it's like you got people just, like, wandering in off the street.
Yep.
And some of them were really obnoxious.
Yep.
But where they are now, you have to specifically go to that place. Yep. It's not, there's no other clubs around. There's no other nothing. It's like in the middle of just like a bunch of closed warehouses, like an industrial park. So you have to go there on purpose.
Yep. It was straight up fucking goth. Everybody decked out.
Yeah, and a lot of people came. Yep. A lot of people came. Because it's the first Memento Mori since... I mean, Barbarella has been opened at the new place for, like, a month now, I think.
Yeah.
So they've been doing, like, Saturday nights and stuff. But this is the first Memento that they've done there. And so everybody was going to come out. So, holy shit, we saw people that I haven't seen in years. Right. For Christ's sake, everybody showed up.
Evan from Ludovico Technique was there. I hadn't seen him for years.
Yeah, and shit. Was Susan was there, too.
Did you Susan was there?
Yeah, did you see her?
I didn't notice that. Susan Frame?
Yeah.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, I saw her across the dance floor. A lot of people, I had my blue wig on, so a lot of people, like, kept walking past and being like, oh, it's you. You know what I mean?
I didn't even notice Susan was there.
Yeah, she was there. I saw her.
They weren't fighting, were they?
Not that
Evan,
I saw.
Evan was like, fucking, dude, you're the only person who's come up and said hi to me. The only one who remembers me.
That's really weird. Nobody remembers Evan. He's nobody like, remembers. Well, I mean, he didn't come every time, but he usually, like, you know, he was usually there, like, most of the time.
Yeah.
Zach says, I like screwdrivers and wine. Most other alcoholic drinks are either too sweet or too bitter, and I ain't having it. Yeah, I mean, screwdrivers are my favorite. That's usually what I get. But I don't mind, like, a Jack and Coke every now and then. Or every now and then I'll have a gin and tonic. Although, like I said, I like one or two of those, but I can't really drink more than two of those because they're way too tart and acidic, and they will make me, like, throw up. But I like them every now and then because they're kind of, like, refreshing. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of like... We'll see how it goes. I mean, we need to, like, try out... Now it's, like, easy... Now that I know it's easy to get to, I definitely want to see, like, what the Saturdays are like the 80s night.
Yeah.
And we'll check it out then, but...
Danny says that fucking a half hour, that's too far to drive if you've been drinking and driving. I was like, well, what country you live in? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, and the thing about it is, like, the roads... I was just so happy that the toll road... I was like, look, dude, like, the toll road goes almost right to it.
Yeah.
It's like you take the toll road like all the way to Orange Blossom Trail and then you get off and it's like another 3 miles and then it's like right there.
There were times where we came back from the castle and fucking, man. Remember that time we came back and had what's her name driving? That, remember that girl?
Yeah.
What was her name? Fucking. One that moved off to fucking.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What was her name?
She moved to Australia.
Australia, yeah.
God damn it. What was her
name? And I was fucking passing out in the back seat.
Yeah,
she
you
was
were
swerving
you were
all over the fucking road, and I had to reach over there and grab the fucking wheel. So drive straight. Remember that?
No, what happened was...
There was all kinds of shit that happened that night.
What happened was...
Yeah.
She said she was fine, and she was like, well... Because we were going to take her to our house, she could sleep over, and then she was going to go back to her house.
Yeah.
And so she bought us some tacos in appreciation, and she's like, I can drive, I'm fine. And I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. And because Tom was like fucking plat. He was out of it. He was sleeping in the back seat. You were asleep.
Yeah.
So I was in the passenger seat. She was driving. And then she just starts, like, weaving, like, all over there. I mean, there wasn't hardly anybody on the road. It was, like, 4 a.m, I think. And there was, like, nobody around. And she was, like, weaving all over. And at that point, I was just kind of, like, I was, like, immediately sober. And I was, like, hey, why don't you pull over at that rest stop?
You started driving.
I'll drive.
Yeah.
So I drove.
I knew something was going to go bad.
And it was fine.
Yeah, we were going to Tampa. That was over an hour.
I mean, Tampa's far.
Far, yeah.
Tampa's far.
We were, at the beginning part of the trip, I was in the back seat. I was going, man, I ain't going to make it. I'm getting ready to pass out. And as I was passing out, I looked up in the road ahead of us, and there was a car stopped in the freeway. Stopped. Dead stop. And she passed it at 85 miles an hour right next to it, like she didn't even see it. And I said, hey, that was, did you see that car? She goes, yeah, what was that? And I said, And I was just like,
whatever.
I was like, yeah, what was it? And I said, it was a car stopped in the middle of the road. And she goes, why was it stopped? And I said, you almost hit it. And I goes, no. And she went, no, I didn't. And I said, yeah, you cleared it by about 6 inches. Or the mirror is probably by 6 inches. That was like fucking, that was some wild shit there, man. And I said, well, fuck this. I'm going to sleep.
I'm gonna die. I'll die in my sleep. This.
Yeah, wake me up when we die.
I mean, after that happened, I'm actually proud of myself because I was like surprisingly calm. Because, like I said, she was driving crazy, and that sobered me up real quick. And I was, and I didn't yell at her. No.
What was her name?
What was her name? I didn't. I
haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in years.
She's a big, pretty bitch, about 6'1". Remember?
Yeah, she's
And she was immense.
Really, really tall.
And she was beyond genius. She was a Mensa. She was part of that Mensa.
Crowd. Mensa.
Mensa. She was a physicist.
Yeah.
She could just do.
That's
fucking,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
Right.
She could just do advanced physics and shit.
Yeah.
I forgot her name though.
I did too. Like I can see her face. What's her fucking name? I haven't seen her in like years. Like I said, she moved to Australia. As far as I know, she still lives there.
She was kind of like this, good looking, real tall. Goth girl who was a genius or beyond genius, a physicist, and was into fetish stuff, and was like, she was like in the throuple with the bondage couple, the lawyer and
that's right,
for a while.
Yeah, that's right. She lived there with them for a while.
Yeah, she and they would like make porn and stuff. And she was like a porn
with all their equipment that they had in their garage.
Porn stuff.
Yeah, they had all the shit set up in their garage.
And then she got it on with Little Swole.
That's right. I
Little
forgot.
Nailed
oh my
that.
God, I forgot about that.
In the car.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, "How was it?" And he goes, "Man, it was awesome. Man, she's tall though, because Little Swole is about 5'4". She's about 6'1".
That's what I was. That's why I was like, "Wow, that must have looked
big old
really
boobs and
weird.
Shit. Fucking good body. I haven't seen her in a long time though. For all I know, she's fucking gained weight or something. But back in those days, that was how long ago? 15 years?
No, it wasn't 10? That long ago.
About 10.
More like, more like 9 or 10
years. 9, 10 years, yeah.
But like, she moved away and we haven't, like, a long time ago. And I
Little
Swell
was quite impressed. He's like, I don't know if I can take that, man. I don't know, man. He's
sex and cars, man. It's not cool.
Yeah.
I broke a gear shift in one.
Yeah.
It wasn't my car.
that's the era of the little car, so I don't know how the fuck he was.
I don't remember what kind of car was that I broke the gear shift in. It was a little, maybe a little Nissan or something. I can't remember what it was. It was like a little burgundy car, that's all I remember. Hugo said, in Cuba they make mojitos with 96% alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ones we drank last night, they're those ones, I didn't even know I mean, I know about, like, White Claw and all that kind of shit, because I know that's, like, a big, huge thing now.
Yeah.
Like, all those kind of, like, low-alcohol things that come in cans. But I didn't realize they had, like, oh, little gin and tonic and little blah, 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 because I don't usually drink that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's what they had until they get their liquor license, and I was just like, that's fine. Well, because I didn't really know, like I said, we'd never been there, and I was just kind of like, I want to make sure that I don't get too fucked up in case I need to do the GPS, like, to get back, because I don't know where it is and everything like that. So I wasn't planning on drinking all that much anyway. So when they got there, and Tiff was like, we only have beer and these things, and I was just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still fun.
Dude said that he took the Mensa test in Reader's Digest. No, she was a real Mensa. She was a real Mensa. She was from a big university. Wasn't she from like Stanford or some shit like that, or Notre Dame or something?
Yeah,
she
I can't remember. Yeah, it was definitely like, I think it was Ivy League.
Ivy League school.
Like
she
was cool as hell though. I like.
Yeah, and you would never know that by looking at her.
Well, I kind of feel like that's true about a lot of. Maybe I guess the stereotype isn't around as much as it used to be, but it's like really funny because sometimes you would think that like you see these people with, you know, with big fucking spiky hair and like pierced lips and shit like that, and you think, oh, they're just bums or whatever. And I was like, no, that guy's a veterinarian and she's a lawyer and she's a pharmacist and all this other kind of shit. Yes. It's like they have real jobs.
Yeah. A lot of veterans, like, you know, Evan, the guy I was talking to, he's kind of the brains behind a band called Ludovico Technique, which is real good.
Yeah, they're a good band.
They're a real good band. They're bigger now than they ever were. If you looked at Evan's in good shape. He's about my size. Fucking, he's now 41, 42. And anyway, he was a fucking fighter pilot, F-16 fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know it, but though, you know, he just looks like a band dude. but he fucking know everything about fucking avionics and fucking aviation, and it's just, you know, you can't really judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, absolutely not, especially not in that scene. You don't know anything about, you can't tell anything about the person, like, other than they like goth shit. You don't know anything about their past or anything like that, which is cool. I think that's cool. Thank you, Zach. I just thought that a show about Frank Lloyd Wright would be awesome. I actually wanted to do a show about the that massacre, like at that house that he built, because I have a book about that, which maybe you sent that to me. Did you send that to me? I kind of feel like. But he said, on that note, do you guys have a favorite building architecture-wise? Oh, interesting. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I'm really into... I don't know if I really like modern buildings all that much. I'm really into, like, Gothic architecture, like Gothic cathedrals and stuff. And I really like kind of, like, the 1920s, like, Art Deco kind of era. I like that kind of stuff. Other than that, not so much. I'm not really into kind of, like, the modernist or brutalist or whatever the fuck. It's just... I like real ornate, like, Baroque-looking stuff, generally. Let me see. Tammy said she figured out that... Remember, she said she wanted ideas about what to name the puppy? She named it Alfie.
Yeah.
Oh. My sister just got a new puppy as well. I don't remember what she named him, though. She just told me. She's coming down in October. She's doing another vacation at Disney. So, I was like... Because she's, like, pretty much spending the whole thing. She likes to kind of, like... She does that whole package, which is however many, like, $1,500 or whatever it is. And you stay there in the Disney hotels, and then, like, you get passes to all the parks, and you have all the dinner reservations and shit like that. So, she's doing that. And I was kind of like, well, obviously I can't afford to, like, go to the park and hang out with you. But she's like, oh, well, one day we're going to do Disney Springs, which I think is free. So I might go and see her then, but we'll see. Brad Jones says, smoke weed, y'all? Nah, I don't. I've smoked it a couple times, but it's not really, I don't know, maybe I just didn't get good shit, but.
Oh, that's right. We were supposed to re-review Conan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All three of them.
All three, including Jason Momoa's coming. Okay. Well, the thing about it, okay, so obviously we were out last night, so we didn't see a movie. That's why we're doing a sidetrack today. Plus, it's kind of a holiday, so I figured, what the fuck. Now, tonight, we were initially going to watch Godfather 2 and review that tomorrow, but then Tom was like, holy crap, that's probably like 3 hours long, too, and I don't know if I can stay awake through that whole thing, and I was like, yeah, probably I can't either. So what we'll probably do tonight is, like, just pick a movie that either we haven't reviewed before or, you know, that we've seen and is not that is not that strenuous,
not tech,
like, to watch. Yeah. Or one that we reviewed but, like, a long time ago.
That has to be redone.
That we should redo. Because, like... I mean, yeah.
We need to redo fucking one of our most popular ones, which was fucking, what was the one where they were living in a damn city?
Logan's Run. Yeah.
We should redo Logan's Run because the audio quality isn't very good on that one.
A lot of the early ones that we did, I was thinking about, like, Legend of Hell House and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind, like, redoing those.
Right.
Just because, and those are, like, movies that I'm really into.
Right.
So.
Maybe we can do Conan, or we can do fucking that Vincent Price one about the vampires, the I Am Legend, maybe. Do something like that. Last Man on Earth, yeah.
That might be a good one to do. I think that might be on Tubi for free. I have to look it up. I'll look and see. If it's not, then we'll find something else for free.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny Rowling says Jenny Agutter was hot as fuck in Logan's Run. Yeah, I mean, she was hot as fuck in general. Yeah. She was also hot as fuck in American Werewolf in London.
Part of it was that dress, though. It was way up to the side and everything. It looked really good.
But yeah,
you need to have something like that for the club, Jeff.
With a little slippers.
Yeah.
Not green, though. I don't look
green. No, like a goth version of that. Something slit way up the side.
Yeah.
That'd look good, yeah.
Zach says, you should get your sister on the show. Wonder if she'd want to be on the show. Like I said, I don't think she's going to have time to come over here because we're kind of far away, but that would be kind of cool to... She lives in Atlanta, by the way, so that's why. She's moved all over. I mean, she lived in Seattle. She lived in Providence. Did she live in Providence or did she just go... I don't remember. She lived in Pennsylvania, I think, for a while. And then she lived in Denver for a really long time because I visited her out there a couple times. That was beautiful. Rickshaw says, I just watched X. I liked it. Is it cheap to rent yet? Because I looked the other day because I think it was Oscar has been like nagging me to watch it. And I do want to watch it. I'm teasing you about saying nagging. But last time I looked, like a few days ago, it was still $20. And I was just kind of like, I can't really afford like $20 to watch it. But when it comes down to maybe like $6, maybe then I'll watch it. Because I do want to see it. It seems like everybody's like talking about how good
Hugo's
it is.
Hugo's saying, yeah, Logan's Run and maybe some of the best shows of the TV series. Talking about the TV series Logan's Run?
Yeah, because we talked about that.
Yeah, I think we did just a comprehensive review on the series.
We did, yeah.
Just a series, yeah.
We did, yeah.
I think he's asking for shows on the series. That would take a long time.
Yeah.
But
We need something tonight that's like right. That's like low stress.
Yeah.
John Smith says, never seen the TV show. Where is it available? I'm not sure. Yeah, we have it, like, on DVD. I didn't even know that there was a TV show until recently. Like, we kind of, like, discovered. Well, it's just kind of like The Dead Zone. I didn't even know there was a TV series of The Dead Zone.
Yeah.
And that's actually really good, too.
Yeah, the TV series is good. A lot of the same writers from original Star Trek. Production quality is a little bit better than original Star Trek. A lot of stuff from that got borrowed and ended up in Star Trek The Next Generation. Star Trek The Next Generation, I would say. There's a character in there that they meet named Rem. And Rem ends up being their sidekick. And it's Data.
Basically. Essentially.
Essentially, it's Data.
It's like a proto-Data.
Yeah. It's real close to Data. And the dude that plays him is the guy who played Copper from The Thing. You know, the guy who's, I did not go near that blood. You know, that guy. He plays Rem. And Rem is actually the best character in the series.
He's easily the best character.
He saves fucking Logan and Jessica fucking repeatedly. He's always saving them. And
yeah, because their dumb asses are always getting into trouble.
He explains shit to them because he's ancient. He's been around for centuries. He was made like a long time ago. So he knows what it is when he finds old stuff. The series is good. I don't think you can stream it. I think you have to buy it.
I mean, as far as I know, you can do, like, Logan's Run TV series. What year was it? 1970?
77, 77?
It was only, like, a year or two after the movie came out.
Yeah. It was good. It's just that Star Wars came out and blew everything out of the water. And all interest in Logan's Run as a movie vanished. And they just killed the series. I think it's one season. Wasn't it one?
I think it was just one season because I think it's like 12 or 13 episodes.
Yeah,
and
it's worth watching. It's like watching old Star Trek.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The writing's mostly good. Some of it's pretty derivative. You know what I mean? Like they'll rehash fucking classic literature, like Most Dangerous Game. You know, somebody's hunting somebody.
I kind of feel like every series has to have a Most Dangerous Game type episode.
They might rehash a fucking old classic like Noah's Ark or something. You know, or fucking. Aliens being trapped by bad people on hold cap. They run into aliens. They run into all kinds of shit. Fucking places that are old love motels that are damn staffed by fucking robots, and you don't find out till later they're all fucking robots. And it's good. It's just kind of fun, you know. Jessica's played by a kind of a Farrah Fawcett knockoff. You know,
bargain basement. That's mean. Heather Menzies.
Menzies. She's cute. She's a good actress.
But she has the patented Farrah Fawcett
haircut. Damn. And they got her in there to look as close to Farrah Fawcett as they can. So instead of having some chick that looked like Jenny Adegutter, they got a chick that looked like Farrah Fawcett. Because in the United States, the draw to Logan's Run was Farrah Fawcett. That's why people were going to go see it. And even she has a 5-minute part.
She was in like one scene, like one two scene. Scenes. That's really funny.
Yeah.
In fact, until you mentioned that, I had totally forgotten that Farrah Fawcett was even in Logan's Run, the movie. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. She had like two lines.
I was like in third or fourth grade when it came out. And all the little boys were just going, oh, Farrah's in it. Farrah Fawcett's in it. And they were going on about Farrah Fawcett. And half of them boys had the Farrah Fawcett posters and shit. Mostly their older brothers had it, but they thought Farrah Fawcett was the fucking greatest thing ever, you know, fucking Charlie's Angels and shit.
Yeah those other Charlie's Angels must have been like, bitch.
Yeah, Jacqueline Smith and Jacqueline Smith and fucking what was it?
I just had it and then it slipped out of my brain.
Yeah, and recently they tried to fucking recreate that and come out with movies of the Charlie's Angels recently. And boy, that shit flops every time. That only worked in that era because television. There were only four channels, and it was easy to dominate culture just through four channels, you know?
Well, everybody was seeing the same shit.
Yeah, you're kind of forced to watch. It's a captive audience. So they can channel you down through there, and they could make something as pedestrian as Charlie's Angels a fucking sensation. You can't do that now. There's too many other things to choose from.
Shit, man, they even had like knockoff Charlie's Angels movies because MST did one called Angels Revenge,
yep,
which is terrible.
Terrible.
But super fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the MST episode was good. DJ Maniac said, was it Cheryl Ladd?
Cheryl Ladd. I think it was Cheryl Ladd.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wasn't there originally... I think, yeah, but wasn't Cheryl there, Ladd, like, Jacqueline three Smith. Of them, and then there was, like, another one? Like, didn't one of them get fired or something?
They replaced someone
of them. And then they replaced one of them?
I think they replaced Farrah Fawcett eventually, didn't they?
I don't know. I didn't really watch that show, but you know what's really weird? Is that I had the dolls of them.
Yeah.
Like, the three little dolls that had their little, you know, their little jumpsuits. Like, yeah. One of them had a red jumpsuit, and one was white, and one was yellow. But I'm like, who gave those to me? I don't think I would have bought those because I didn't really watch the show. I think it had a Charlie's Angels lunchbox, too.
American television at that time was a fucking trip. I can remember my dad jacked. He was fucking jacked that fucking a new fucking program was coming out. He'd been waiting for it. He says, man, I can't wait. I'm going to watch that when that comes out. I do the voice, my dad's voice. Man, that looks good. I'm going to watch that when that comes out. I'm watching that. And it was $6 Million Man. All right. My dad loves $6 Million Man. He liked it for a while. I think when it got to Bionic Bigfoot, he's like, oh, hell no.
Bionic Bigfoot.
Bionic Bigfoot. I ain't watching no Bionic.
He's like, even for the 70s, that's dumb.
Yeah. But I liked it. And then, you know, I had that fucking intro and shit. It was almost kind of like more proto-industrial. He's a man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We have the money. We have the technology. So $6 million, that's a bargain. Putting an eye, you know. Better, stronger, faster. Oh, shit, he's on roids? Fucking da-da-da-da-da. And then he came out with fucking Bionic Woman.
Yeah.
Which I actually liked Bionic Woman. I liked the Bionic Woman, too.
I would have watched Bionic Cat.
Bionic Cat.
Bionic Pookie.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, Pookie? Now I'm going to, like, take some video of Pookie, like, doing some crazy shit, and I'm going to put, like, $6 million man noises behind it. That'd be super funny.
Yeah, I also was, I was fucking getting way into Wonder Woman, and I really wasn't sure why, but now it was the boobs. It was the boobs and the legs.
Well, duh.
But when you're fucking...
I liked Wonder Woman,
when
too.
You're 7 or 8, you're not really quite sure why you're
looking
at it.
You're just like, why am I so fascinated by this?
And there's, like, this bondage fantasy, her running around with that damn fucking whip cord, tying people up and shit.
Like, ooh. With that whip fucking, me, Linda Carter.
Yeah, she had that black hair, blue eyes, and she with that little fucking tiara around her head, you know. She's a lesbian. She's from the Isle of Lesbos. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Tie a motherfucker up. Tie him up. Punish him. Let it be known who's in charge.
That's right. Step on his testicles.
Sit on that motherfucker. Punish him. That's right. Bounce it. Bounce it. You know. Right on his face.
John Smith says, I saw Jenny Agutter in Walkabout at a young age and made me realize girls might be something worth paying attention to.
I didn't ever saw that one.
I saw it a long time ago. I remember it being really good. Danny Rowling says, Tom should check out the Krussel 1980 film Used Cars. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen it,
but I probably saw it like when I was a kid.
I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to look for that one as well. let me see. What?
Somebody sent me a movie that had Krussel in it. It was called the Deadly Tower, where he plays fucking Charles Whitman.
Charles Whitman, yeah.
Shit, he's good in that, too.
He is really good in that.
Yeah.
Kalon Higgins, have you guys reviewed any of the Stargate movies? I don't think we have. We haven't even done the
original. Krussel?
Yeah, we haven't even done the original Stargate, have we?
Yeah, we can do it. I should probably buy it. That's a Krussel movie. Not one of my favorites, but yeah.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember liking it.
It had good elements mixed with cheese elements, but a lot of movies from that era did. You know what I mean? It was tonally uneven. It would be kind of adventurous and serious, and then there'd be like goofy gags, and then it would kind of go back to being. My dad loved the TV series. He said the TV series blew the movie out of the water.
I've heard a lot of people really liked that TV series.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think I ever watched it, though.
My dad loved it. I liked fucking one. It was called Farscape? I think it was called Farscape.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They had the blue chick.
Yeah.
They had the Earth guy, and then they had the sexy fucking space cop chick, the Peacekeeper. And they were in that ship.
Space cop chick.
And they were in that ship. I wasn't able to see every episode. I would just catch it when I could.
Yeah. You
know? And then they had the ship was alive, and the computer system slash captain was kind of like in a chair. He was growing out of it. He was part of the ship. It was a really good series. I thought it was just like a unique take on the space adventure. You know? I thought it was a good idea.
I don't know if I ever saw it. I just always remember when, because MST was on the Sci-Fi Channel about the same time that Farscape was on, so I remember always seeing, like, the previews for it and, like, commercials and stuff. But I don't know if I ever, like, watched an episode. I might have, because I think a guy that I worked with used to tape it sometimes.
Farscape would be worth buying. I wouldn't mind having that. Another one that I want to buy, but it's fucking expensive, is called Dark Angel. And the writer-producer was the guy who did fucking Terminator 1 and all the other ones. James Cameron. He did it. And it had a young Alba in it. Jessica Alba's in it. And she plays like a genetically engineered, experimental, kind of like super soldier. Kind of like Alita Battle Angel is what it is. I think it's a ripoff of Alita Battle Angel, but she isn't. She isn't a robot. She's a genetically engineered human, kind of like a replicant. And I got to see like 6 or 7 episodes. I liked it. But I wasn't able to finish it. I don't remember what happened. Just life took over. I had to go somewhere. And was never able to get back into it. And I don't know what happened to that series. So I went back on the internet trying to see if I could buy it. And they wanted a lot of money for it. Like $100-something.
It must be pretty rare.
Yeah.
If they want $100-something, maybe it was like a lot of episodes.
I think it was only two seasons.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, I think it was a limited edition type. They didn't print that many of them. And you can't. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's good. It was at least what I saw. First maybe 10 episodes, and I was wondering what the hell was going to happen. They didn't tell you much about her. She didn't know what she could do. She was finding out what she could do as it would go on. And it was, you know, a lot of wire work. There was no CG. It was all practical effects. It was good.
Yeah. What year was that? Was that 90s?
Just late 90s, just turned in 2000.
Oh, okay.
I think. Might have been like 96, 97, 98. No, maybe like 2000. Might have been 2000 when that came out. I liked it. Jessica was probably about 18 or 19. And she was unknown.
Yeah. I kind of remember hearing about it at the time, but...
Dark Angel.
I don't think I ever saw it.
She had a fucking black Ninja 600 Ninja motorcycle and... Wear leather motorcycle suits, could shoot guns, could fight with her hands, she could see in the dark, she could jump really far, she could climb up walls. That's about what I think she could do. She could compute things real fast in her head. She didn't know how she was doing it, she could just do it.
Glenn says, rewatched Ghosts of the Civil Dead. Yeah, that's the one with Nick Cave, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, Knight Rider for Mad Max is in it, and Nick Cave is in it. Good old movie, very violent. I remember seeing that like a long time ago because I love Nick Cave, so I was seeing like everything that he was in. Kate Jackson, that was the other one. That's who I was thinking of. Maybe Cheryl Ladd like replaced Farrah Fawcett later, but yeah, Kate Jackson was who I was thinking of on Charlie's Angels. John Smith said I used to love Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. I used to like that too. Like I watched that when I was a kid. Camp Guy. Charlie's Angels was it for me. At least a couple of nipple shirts every episode. Danny Rowling says, the 1974 English great zombie film Let Sleeping Corpses Lie, aka Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue, starring Ray Lovelock, would make a good Tuesday movie review instead of Godfather 2. That's actually a really good movie. I saw it probably about 10 years ago, and I remember like really liking it. I thought I used to have it on DVD, but I don't think I do. If I do, I lost it at some point. Danny Rowling says Krussel and Stargate looked his best, in my opinion. No homo.
Yeah. That was Dark Angel. James Cameron's Dark Angel. I'm trying to get to focus. That was a good series.
John Smith said Farscape was an amazing underrated show. Yeah. And Ian England says, LOL, Tom, I'm rewatching Farscape now. Got it on DVD.
Yeah, how much did you pay?
People used to make fun of Farscape because it had a lot of puppets in it due to being made by the Henson Corporation. See, I used to like, I like that, though. What's wrong with Jim Henson puppets?
Okay, look. You can get the complete series on Amazon new for $179. That's fucking first and second season. You can get Dark Angel Season 1, 6 discs, used for $20 on eBay.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, $20 for... Let's see if the... But look, it's $170 for the complete one.
God damn.
Yeah.
But like I said, and that's how much you're going
to
pay for,
Season 2 is hard
like,
to find, evidently. Yeah.
I mean...
Okay, second season complete is $23. That's not as bad as it was.
Yeah.
It's just maybe... When I looked, there weren't any used ones.
Thank you, Camp Guy. It says, Happy Memorial Day. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day to you as well. You know what I was looking at earlier for some reason? I can't afford to buy it, but I kind of wanted to get the whole series of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Because I used to love that fucking... I love all those horror anthology shows like Night Gallery and all that kind of stuff. Now, Night Gallery, I think you can watch that on Hulu for free, or at least you used to be able to. But Alfred Hitchcock Presents and the Alfred Hitchcock Hour... I used to really, really like those, like, from the 50s and 60s. And I was looking earlier. They have a big box set with the whole complete series, but I think it's, like, $187 or something. And I was just... But it was a lot of episodes. They did a lot of episodes. Well, okay. Fair enough, dude. Somebody just drove by, like, blaring some fucking music.
Yeah, what are they doing? They're okay. Out there fucking throwing a damn country party?
In our driveway? Yeah. It sounds like it's in our driveway.
Yeah.
It's probably next
it's
door.
The, it's the, yeah.
Can you guys hear that? That's
can
really,
you guys hear that?
That's really loud. Holy shit.
Let me see what this dude's up to.
What is he doing? Look out the window. Holy crap. It's like, what are you doing out there, son?
I can't see it. It's gone. It's gone now.
Oh, okay.
It's gone. Did you hear that, Poop? I told him to get the fuck out. Pook's down there going, what the fuck is that?
She's like, who are those people making
yeah,
all that noise?
It's funny.
He Tom brought, like, he carried Pookie in here this morning. Apparently, she was, what'd you say she did? Like, she ran in the room and kind of, like, rolled over, like, sticking her belly out?
Well, no, she attacked, and then as soon as I reached down, she fucking throws herself on the ground trying to surrender. I'm like, don't do it. And I fucking, like, and she's, And then I fucking stop, and she's like, well... That's it.
I thought we were, so I thought we were playing.
Yeah. Trying to get me to. It's back, Poop.
John Smith says, I can hear it in Scotland.
Yeah.
Right.
Motherfuckers can hear you in Scotland.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I gotta fucking see where this is coming from. Hold on. I'm gonna make this bitch pay later.
Yeah, to see where it's coming from. Thank you, Zach. By the way, they announced season 4 of True Detective. Ooh, it's set in Alaska and Jodie Foster is gonna be the main character. Ooh, that's gonna be fucking good. Let's see. DJ Maniac says, Alfred Hitchcock Presents had newer episodes in the 80s. Yeah, that's right. I remember those. Followed by Ray Bradbury Theater, which I own on DVD. Yeah, that's right. Man, I loved all those horror anthologies. I noticed that Tubi had Thriller, that show. Who, did you see who it is?
Right in front of the house next to us.
That's,
the
yeah.
neighbor, he's got his truck out there. And another guy's got his truck out there. And they pulled the mud truck from the back, and they got that in front of the house. And they he's letting them play the radio because he's sitting there trying to sell the mud truck. It's a mud truck sale in progress.
Mud truck sale in progress.
Yeah. If you guys know what a mud truck is, for you foreigners, just fucking go on YouTube and go Florida mud truck, you know, event, and just search it. You'll see. You get a truck. It's not even... Now the new ones are not even normal-sized trucks. They're these little bitty trucks. It almost looks like an electric truck. There's no... It's the size of a fucking compact car. All right? It's little. And it doesn't have any doors or anything. It's just kind of like a roll cage with a body on it. It looks like a damn... A gator. Or one of those little utility vehicles that you ride around in your farm on. Not a real car or a truck. It's like a something you haul a bale of hay to the fucking barn with to feed the horses. All right. It doesn't have any. It might have a front windshield, but it doesn't have any glass sides, and it may not even have doors on it, and it might have just a bed in the back. It's the size of a fucking Volkswagen Bug, but then underneath it, it's got a suspension that's about 10 feet tall, maybe 12 feet tall, and they're splayed out, and the tires on them aren't very big. They're not like a monster truck tires. It's just like the tires are maybe the size of the back wheels of a tractor. Okay. And they don't ask me why. Okay. This is a redneck thing. They're not thinking sensibly. But then you take that.
Well, par for the course.
Just be it. You take that. I'm not sure they're street legal, but that wouldn't stop them. They'd drive that shit on the street around in this area. They're just not going to go very far in it. You take that. And you drive it through these big old fucking mud pits filled with fucking mud and water and blasting the stereo with a half-nude, slightly overweight booty chick in the back. Two or three of them. Shaking. That's what you're going to see the mud truck events is. And there'd be whole parades of them going through the same mud. I don't really understand.
And the point of that is?
It's a part. They're drinking, too. It's partying in these vehicles designed to go through big mud puddles and throw mud everywhere. If it has to be explained, you wouldn't understand it. I don't understand it, so I can't explain it.
It's a redneck thing Tom wouldn't understand.
Yeah, what are they saying?
John Smith says, one of my most cherished possessions as a kid was my Alfred Hitchcock Solve Them Yourself Mysteries book. I remember that. I think I might have had that as well. I really liked all of those Alfred Hitchcock Presents, like those anthology books, like with all the short stories in them. I had a bunch of those, and I read a bunch of those. And I really liked, if you guys remember, the Three Investigators series. It was kind of like Hardy Boys, but cooler. It was like three kids that like solved mysteries. I think most of them were written in the 60s. But there were like 40-something of them. And I read all of those, too, when I was a kid. Hugo says, I love mud trucks.
Yeah.
And Rick says, I've just ordered myself a Floridian mud truck.
Yeah, Floridian mud trucks. The girls also might be for sale. You had to fucking check. Check with your local distributor.
Your local girl distributor.
Yeah, here.
That could be taken wrong.
Just in case you don't believe me, this is it. That's what we're talking about.
Well, those ones aren't overweight.
There you go. No. All right. That's just a regular truck. Regular mud truck. Like I said, if I have to explain it, you wouldn't understand. They're like, let's turn this truck over. Turn it on over. Get on the other side and just push. Yeah, put the girl on that side. That'll flatten her out some. That'll flatten her out some.
Yeah, do they even know she's over there? That could end badly.
She just goes over and goes, let me help out. I'll pull. You know.
With my breast.
Yeah, pull. Put one here and one there, and it'll float it to the surface.
My personal flotation devices.
Yeah, flotation. There you go, see? Yeah. All right, now. And they're listening to rap. They listen to rap music, and it's country music has been converted to rap. Country music now sounds like rap. And sometimes firearms are involved. Alcohol's involved, and there's AKs in there and AR-15s, and they shoot, too, during this. Maybe not in that area, but there's gunfire and shit happening. It's a trip. That's what they like to do. It's an event. And I don't think there's a score or anything. Yeah. Like, oh, we're fucked now. Put her in reverse. It'll be all right. You got staff. He go, come on back. Straighten out the wheel. That's what he said. Oh, you're fucked now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Let's fast forward a little bit. That's the mud truck transportation system. Yeah, okay, that's one. It's like a moving barge with wheels. Okay, that's the one. That's like what they're selling, like that. That's the kind they're selling next door.
That type.
Well, I wish somebody's gonna buy it. They'd hurry up. And
yeah, it's got a badass stereo in it. It's a mud buggy, except it's about 10 feet tall. It's like that, but it's jacked up about 10 feet. Okay, so.
Rickshaw says, "What about the Outer Limits?" Yeah, that was good too. You know what? I haven't seen all of the. I've seen all of the Twilight Zones, but I don't think I've seen all of the Outer Limits. Maybe that's another thing that I need to like go back and watch. Danny Rowling says, the 1989 Canadian psychological thriller Hider in the House, starring Gary Busey and Mamie Rogers, would make for a great movie review tomorrow. Probably my favorite psychological thriller and scary as fuck. You know what? I've heard of that, but I don't think that I've ever seen it. Maybe I should write that down. Can you give me that pen over there?
Somebody's saying the second scene is bad, the third one is okay. What are they talking about?
True Detective.
True Detective. What are you asking for?
Pen. Yeah. Pen.
Yeah, somebody's sending us the third season. The first one was good. I liked the first one.
Well, Zach just said the fourth season is coming out.
Is it? All right.
Yeah. And it's set in Alaska. So let me put Hider in the House, because I don't think I've ever seen that. Let me write it down and see if I can find it. John Smith said, I like the 90s Outer Limits. I didn't even know they redid. Yeah, I guess I kind of remember that. Let me see.
Okay. Rick Shaw says, holy crap, I'm kind of worried now. What is he worried about?
I don't know.
Okay. He goes, yeah, they listen to Moonshine Bandits all day. He goes, I don't know who that is. It might be who it is they're listening to. It's imagine a country western band that's rapping. It's not bad, but they consider that to be country. And to me, I'm like, that's not country, that's rap. It's just whatever.
Well, the thing about it is that I remember...
Rock went that way,
Well, yeah, rock went that way, and also I remember country going more toward... mainstream like pop or rock music like in the 90s you had all that kind of, so I just kind of figured it just, you know, it's trying to like get mainstream appeal, I guess. So
one of the ones that they're listening to all the time, I think, is called Monster Truck. I think is the name of the band. It is a Monster Truck. Was it Nobody's Gonna Tell Me How to Live? I hear that one a lot at the biker bar. Yeah,
that was good
stuff. No one's gonna tell me how to live. Yeah. They mean it, too.
I do what I want.
I do what I want. Yeah, they absolutely
mean it. Wait, why am I in jail now?
Yeah. They don't care. They're kamikazes. They're kamikazes.
Yeah, Danny Rowling says, Hider in the House film deserves a series, in my opinion. Yeah, see, now I'm intrigued. I'm gonna have to watch that. Slasher Fred says, one of these days you should review the foreign version of The Vanishing. Oh, yeah. That's a good movie. I know they did an American remake of it, which I think was okay, but I think the foreign one's like way better. Yeah, Hugo said it's more like hip hop country.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. It's not really my thing, but whatever. I'm not real into rednecky shit. I'm kind of growing up in Daytona Beach, I had that all like leashed out of me. I was like, no thanks. No thanks.
It can get to you.
Not for me.
I can hang out in it for limited times. And then it starts getting like real samey to me, and then it starts going like, I feel like I'm back in the army too much, on an army base, because the army bases are fucking super generic. Or I would call it base, it's not a base, an army fort or an army camp, real generic. And that you'd hear that shit, Billy Ray Cyrus and shit all the times, you know.
I think I would probably like jump in front of a bus if I had to like put up with that for any length of time.
Yeah, Korea and the
over it.
The 506 up in Korea, Camp Greaves, with the one that was just constantly started getting me, that broke me when it came to Metallica. Master of Puppets and the Black Album just fucking wore me out, because that everybody just fucking played that over and over and over. And the beginnings of that damn Pearl Jam, I think it was, or Soundgarden, it was one of the two. It was one of the ones I didn't really like. Then fucking Alice in Chains came out, and they fucking played that bitch into the ground and fucking like, turn that shit off. Other dudes were getting sad. Turn it off. They were fucking, somebody had to have that shit fucking blast into fucking Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains fucking drove us fucking crazy when that came out. They just could not refrain from that shit. Man in the Box. And fucking, what was the other one?
I still get that fucking song stuck in my head sometimes. Even though I haven't heard it for probably years. Every now and then it'll pop in my head. And I don't know a lot of the words. I just know a few of the words here and there. And it'll just pop in my head like unbidden. And then I'm just like, get out.
Man in the Box and the Rooster. They played it over and over again.
Now it's going to get stuck in my head again. God damn it. God damn it.
And fucking, there were dudes that were fucking losing it. And fucking guys would say, if I hear fucking... the Rooster one more time. Whoever plays that shit, I'm breaking your fucking jam box. I'm breaking your... And they meant it. They fucking throw the jam box and shit. Or oh, you're buying another one. You go, and then dude pissing on the fucking thing, you know, kicking it and shit.
I mean, you can't really play.
Got sick of that, man. And we'd be laughing.
I mean...
Just do not play the Rooster. You know.
How many times... And I think I've told you this before, but the house that I used to live in Daytona, the guy that lived next door to me, I can't remember what his name was, he was the world's biggest Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Yeah.
And he had a CD that was like all their hits.
Yeah.
And he played that fucking CD at full volume.
Yeah.
Several, multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And he would sing along. And it would start like early in the morning. And back then when I lived at that house, I worked the night shift. So I didn't usually get home. Like I worked at a newspaper.
Yeah.
I didn't usually get home until like 3 a.m. So I liked to at least sleep until like 9 or 10 in the morning. Like so I could get some decent sleep. No, 7 a.m. He's out there with his fucking hedge trimmer blaring Lynyrd Skynyrd and singing at the top of his fucking voice.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, dude, I understand why some people murder their neighbors.
Yeah.
Big time. I was like, maybe I could poison him. I actually did, like, think about, I wonder if I could poison him without getting caught.
Hmm. You guys, I don't know if any of you guys are fucking fans of Dave Chappelle, but there's real good fucking episodes where Dave Chappelle, on the Dave Chappelle show.
Ooh, I spilled cold water on myself.
On the Dave Chappelle show, Charlie Murphy, who is Eddie Murphy's brother, is on there telling stories about what he and his brother used to do around with Rick James. And fucking Prince, okay? And there's some of the best episodes or stories are about Rick James. He said they should have never gave you, I'm gonna say motherfucker, they should have never gave you motherfuckers money, all right? That was the way the army was. They should have never gave them motherfuckers money because as soon as they had money, they bought those jam boxes and they would fucking play the Rooster and they'd play all that shit. And it was like, they're young guys, you know, fucking late teens, early 20s. First time away from home, and I guess it's okay to be loud, you know, when you're at the barracks, and they'll play that shit over and over again because that's their only possession is that fucking jam box and those fucking CDs, some of them. And you're like, save up and buy a car, get the fuck out of here. We call them barracks rats, okay? A lot of them were sending their money back home or spending it on so much booze that they never fucking were able to get out of the damn barracks. Fuck that. I was buying motorcycles getting the fuck out of there. Okay. But that's what it is, man. They should have never gave these motherfuckers money. They wear it in the ground. And fuck your couch. That too. All right. So I'm going to say Rick James, there was an amount of wisdom in Rick James. He knew what he was talking about.
I mean, I never really understood why you feel the need to like impose your noise in general, but what, like, why you feel the need to like impose your music on other people?
Yeah.
I'm like, is like people that just drive around like blaring the shit in their cars or like just blare it out of their windows
they're
or whatever.
Showing you that they got something.
That's what, but I'm just like, no one cares though.
They don't care.
You're just annoying everyone. Yeah. You're keeping me awake. You're making me want to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what you think you're accomplishing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't, and people can listen to whatever music they want, but it's like, I don't, why the fuck do I want to hear it? It's just really obnoxious.
I come in here fucking sad. I tried to get out of the barracks as much as I could on the fucking weekends, man. Just fucking run off, just crash at other people's houses. Anything of going back to the barracks. Because whatever barracks floor you were on, it was fucking 5 different rooms in that barracks. All right. All in a fucking war over who had the fuck, whose music should be heard. It was just a constant sonic war. Because then they're all drunk.
I'm like, do they
one
not?
One of them's Barrett Black.
Do they not know that headphones exist?
I guess that's fucking a sign of weakness or something. You got fucking Alice in Chains blasting out of one fucking room. You got fucking Metallica blasting out of another one. And then you'd have fucking some R&B blasting out of a fucking another one. And it is fucking ridiculous. You know? Fucking sonic wars.
That's
and beer cans everywhere. Beer cans everywhere because they're
young guys.
Yeah, it's weekend and it's like a frat house on the weekend. Yeah,
that's just the grossest.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been in like so many apartments of like dudes that were and they're like roommates and stuff because I have brothers and you know my friends' boyfriends and shit like that. It's like you people like it's like you guys are like disgusting.
Yeah,
It's just kind of like, just they're disgusting. Yeah. You, as soon as you walked in, I was like, what's that smell? You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, ass and unwashed dishes and unwashed laundry and old beer cans that they couldn't be bothered to throw away. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? It's like you people, like, it was like hoarders. Murder Hornet says, my cousin went to a Skynyrd concert. She said there was a guy behind her yelling Lynyrd Skynyrd over and over in every octave.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too. motherfucker back there going to want to yell Iron Maiden all night and shit. Fucking let it. Yeah,
I'm just going to turn around and stab you right in the eyeball, okay? Do you mind if I do that? Holy shit. That was, I mean, but Lynyrd Skynyrd neighbor, that was, like, bad, too. But when I lived in Tampa, I worked at a print shop. And the guy that managed it or owned it, I can't remember, he was like the world's biggest Jimmy Buffett fan. And this young guy came to work there. He was like working the press. He was like 18 or something. Yeah. And he was also super into Jimmy Buffett, which is probably why he got hired. And the two of them would play, again, the same Jimmy Buffett CD over and over and over and over. And then, like, while I worked there, I didn't work there very long because I said, I'm about to, like, shoot myself or someone else if I have to put up with this anymore. And they actually went to see Jimmy Buffett live. And so then they were, like, super jacked about it. And, like, every day they would, like, talk about it. They would, like, relive it. And I'm just kind of like, holy fucking shit. I got so sick of that CD.
Yeah.
It was the same one. They played like the same one. I don't know which one it was. It was like a greatest hits. Like, so it didn't have like Margaritaville, which is pretty much the only song that I know.
Yeah.
But all I remember is it had a song called Math Sucks on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh boy, anti-intellectualism for the win. Love it. But it was like super annoying.
No Need for Me is saying that when he was in, they just used fucking Walkman and portable CD players as headphones. Yeah, we had that too. We had that too. We had that too. Because you couldn't be loud all the time. You know, there was other shit going on. But what I was talking about with all the noise, that was weekends when everybody was off duty. In the barracks, it was became a frat house, and they were barbecuing, and they were drinking, and they were fucking playing football and shit out in front. They were doing all kinds of crazy shit. Just because it's just a bunch of young guys, they can't go anywhere. Everybody else is gone. You know, guys that had cars and... Most of the NCOs would be home with their families, but, you know, you have CQ there doing patrols and the MPs watching you and shit. But, no, during the weekends, it was just like a battle for who was making the most fucking noise. Because if you were there on a weekend half the time, it always depended on what mission cycle you were in. But if there was nothing going on, it was just, they knew when it was safe to party. You didn't want to be around there when you're partying. It would just drive you fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Loud.
I know it would.
Loud. Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's nothing but just fucking crazy-ass rednecks. And fucking and drunk Mexican guys and fucking dudes from the hood all competing to who's going to be fucking loudest.
Yeah,
and they all love each other. They
turn up the stereos loud and they're all like probably all yelling, going like, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Jumping out of three-story windows and shit. Just that's how dumb they are. It is funny, though.
Why do you think that would surprise me?
It was just fucking, jumping out three.
Now, like I said, I'm from Daytona Beach. Yeah. Every year they had spring break, and it's like every year we'd have at least one motherfucker, hey, I'm drunk. I'm going to climb up to your room on the eighth floor, okay? And then they would fall off the fucking balcony.
Well, they were getting drunk and jumping out of the third-story barrack window. They had, because a lot of the fucking beds at that particular time were empty, so they took all the mattresses off the fucking beds and stacked them up in a pile underneath the window and were jumping out. Drunk, jumping out. You know, pretending like they were doing fucking parachute jumps and shit. It was funny, you know. They were doing it drunk. Hold on, hold it. You know, and they'd, you know, I'm fucking falling all the way down. Yeah. But you get sick of it quick.
Yeah. I'm already sick of it just hearing about
it. Yeah.
And I wasn't even there.
You're not even there and you get sick of it.
Zusia, is it Zusia or Zusia K, says, I love your hair. Thank you very much. This is my favorite of all the wigs that I've bought.
Yeah, that's her fake hair.
That's my fake hair. Well, like I said, my real hair is kind of at a stupid transitional stage where it's like at three different lengths, and I can't get it to like behave the way I want it to. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna like put wigs over it until it grows out to one length. Rickshaw says CD Walkmans. Oh my god.
We had
I had a cassette Walkman and I had a CD Walkman later on. They never had 8-track Walkmans, did they?
No. And
that would have been funny.
And
this big fucking
thing. It took a long time before they were anti-skip. First one I had, it would skip.
Oh, yeah.
It would skip like a motherfucker.
Even if you were, because I would just be like walking to school or something. You'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
You had to like hold it like super delicate.
Eventually they got anti-skip where you could shake it like that, but if you and it would be all right, but if you shook it for too long, it couldn't keep up with it.
You're like, why are you doing
it?
Because
it was buffering it. Yeah. It was buffering it.
It's funny that I had forgotten all about that. But yeah, the first one I had... Yeah, you couldn't even, like, walk with it.
No.
Like, you'd walk and be like,
it's like a record player.
Yeah.
You had to fucking keep it
still. Yeah, it was like walking with a record
player. You could barely listen to it on a vehicle.
Yeah.
You had to, like, you know what I mean?
Don't hit any potholes.
Yeah, hit potholes. And they were expensive. They were, like, $200. They weren't cheap.
They were, yeah. I think I got one for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were $100.
Something like that.
And then just a year or two later, they had the anti-skip ones. And they were, like, cheap, like $30. $40. They came down quick.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a lot of technology did back then. Because I didn't even... Shit, man, I was like still using the cassette tapes for several years after CDs came out because I just couldn't afford a CD player. But then they got like so cheap that I got one.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I was... when I was in Korea, I got my first VCR. It was made by a VHS camera. That's what it was. And it was made by Gold Star, a Korean company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gold Star was kind of like, they sold the cameras and shit like that over here.
So. Yeah, you could get them for like 200 something bucks.
And they were like super shitty.
Yeah. Get them like $200. And I was amazed that I had a video camera because it was 1991. You could videotape it, everything in the barracks. I don't have any of those videotapes anymore, all long gone. And I would videotape dudes fighting and all kinds of shit. And then when they'd sober up, they'd go, "Where's that videotape?" I said, "What do you want a videotape for?" No. "Where's that video?" Then they want to erase everything on the video. Then they want to get
like,
drunk.
"No, this is blackmail material,
bitch.
Yeah,
they
want to
erase everything. Yeah. Got one with my roommate Webster, who's a big old black dude, just beating the shit out of Taylor with a rucksack frame, hitting him on the back. Boom, boom. Taylor was going, he looked like the damn... Taylor looked like you took Gollum from Lord of the Rings and crossbred him with a chipmunk.
With
a chipmunk or a rat or something. He had a little teeth that came down like his ears like that, you know. And he was so drunk he didn't know where he was and just started screaming at Webster about something that, you know, and it didn't make any damn sense. Accused him of doing something, and Webster started "Get out of here! Get out of here!" Started kicking him out of the room and picked up a rucksack friend he was assembling at the time because he was working on his gear and just starts, bam! They're aluminum. They don't weigh anything. Hitting him on the back, he goes, "Ah!" And he falls down. And he's going, and he's not even getting up.
And Tom's himself. Just like, "This is
And good, I'm videotaping. I'm sitting down videotaping. Smoking. And I was like, "Get him, Webster. Get him. And he goes, "You get out of here." And he's Webster's laying the law down on him, and he leaves. And then Webster goes, "Can you believe that shit? I can't believe he just came in here. Ross, I can't believe he came in here like that." I says, you dealt it to him, man. He goes, "I fucked him up, didn't I?" I said, "Yeah, you fucked him up." I remember all that shit, man. "You fucked him up." He says, "I did fuck him up. I fucked Taylor up." And he talked about how he fucked Taylor up. And he starts ironing again. I remember that shit. Webster was one of these dudes that would iron his underwear. I don't understand that shit. He would just get the
Maybe
ironing
he liked
board
it
out
to be all warm.
Yeah, but he would just me and Chifino would be sitting there going, and Chifino goes, "Hey Webster, why you want to iron socks?" They gotta make them. I gotta have that line going down in front of them. They're like, "They're not judging you on that, man." He's from South Central. He didn't give a shit about iron socks. I didn't give about iron socks either.
Well, maybe he had OCD.
Just something. Iron his socks, ironing in his underwear.
I'm not judging. You do you. If that's what you that's what you want
to
do.
I think it was mostly about him sitting there standing listening to his romantic R&B movie music and reminiscing about his girlfriend back home.
So Luther Vandross.
Yeah, exactly. He's "You know, Trufino, when I get home, I'm gonna get me some of that. You should see he's talking about her ass and shit, you know. She gonna send me underwear. You gonna send you?" He goes, I'm gonna smell it. You know, just fucking stupid shit. You know, these motherfuckers are crazy. Looking back on it, he was funny, man. Webster. We lost track of him. He went to the 101st with us, but we never found him again. We don't know what happened to him. Never found him.
I'm sure he's probably around.
He's around somewhere.
Murder Hornet says, "Showing my age, bought my first CD at the PX, the Breeder song Cannonball."
Yeah.
I remember that. I had that. What was the name of that album? that had Cannonball on it. I had that whole album. I think I got it. I think I got it through one of those. Remember they used to have those music clubs? What was that fucking shit called? Where it started out with like cassettes where it Columbia House.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was always kind of like ads in the magazines.
Yeah.
And then they would send it like 20 CDs for a penny or something like that. And then like, but every month they'd like send you a new one, and I always like forgot to. So I think I got it because of that.
Yeah, Hornet, those brown army underwear. That's what he was ironing.
Why were they brown? So if you pooped, nobody could see it?
No, it was just, everything was fucking camouflage color. Everything. The socks were green.
So that was just a bonus, that if you pooped, no one could see it?
Yeah, I guess so. We didn't wear them. I didn't wear them. No one had fucking command, though. Let that shit have ventilation.
Fly free, little testicles.
Yeah, just let everything fucking ventilate. Open your fly. Your fly is just a bunch of buttons. You just open it, let it air out. You can't see it anyway because those old BDU shirts fucking would taper in at the waist, and then they had fucking, you know what I mean? They had panels that went around the front and the back. You could fucking walk around just naked and not see anything. You know what I mean? It'd be like a skirt because they were long. The shirt was long, you know?
Until somebody ran up behind you and went boop and like looked at your butt.
No, most dudes were fucking... went commando. They didn't have any fucking underwear on because that would just collect a lot of sweat. And
it would get
sweaty, and it would fucking rub in between your fucking thighs when you were fucking marching, and you're out there for fucking weeks, and it would just rub you raw. So a lot of guys shaved, and because you don't have real toilet paper, so you just have to shave. You're living off of MRE toilet paper, which is, things. Little square about that big, and fucking handy wipes, and body hair was like a bad,
yeah.
It was just dirty, so we just shaved everything, if we were going to go out to the field for a long time. Some guys didn't stay shaved. I got in the habit of just staying shaved. Porn, we just ready for porn and combat. Yeah, but Going Commando goes all the way back to the fucking 40s. It's probably a British invention. Because they came up with some of the first commandos. And they didn't wear underwear, and they're just fucking shaved. It's the only way to stay clean for long periods of time.
Yeah.
You
can't
have... shower.
You can't have all that hair, because it just gathers sweat and dirt, and it's just kind of it's hard to get clean.
Yeah. Some of those missions, we didn't shower for a month and wore the same uniform for half the time. Only carried two uniforms. One you were wearing and another one in your rucksack, and you're out there for 40 days. In the field, humping rucksacks fucking every day, sometimes 20 miles a day, over mountains in Korea. Especially Team Spirit, that was the worst one. And sometimes in sub-zero weather. So it's Arctic. And you just don't want any underwear, and you don't want any body hair. You just want to be able to fucking wipe everything down with a fucking little handy wipe that comes out of your damn MRE tablet. If you're real lucky, you'll have a roll of handy wipes. You could buy at civilian, you seal it up with duct tape so keep the moisture in, keep everything out. We had all the different little tricks, And lava soap and fucking hand towel and fucking have that inside your K-pot and pulling fucking hot water in there or whatever and taking a shower out of that because you didn't want to take a bath out of your canteen cup because you cooked in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do it inside your fucking helmet.
Glenn says, were condoms camo brown? Yeah. Probably not. All right, so you seem like you're...
Getting antsy.
Yeah.
He's
always, moving around back there. You're, not even in the frame most of the time.
That's all right. I don't need to be here.
I'm over here. I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we probably should go, find a movie to watch.
The show's almost been on an hour.
More than an hour. It's an hour and 13 minutes.
Man, he got a bonus show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we would have done a show today anyway, but it's just that we weren't talking about a movie. We were just talking about, random ass shit. But, because we didn't watch a movie last night. That's how it goes. So we got to find a movie to watch tonight. Something short, maybe something we've seen before or something that's not too, it's not too taxing. Mm-hmm. Because I did want to do Godfather 2, but I was just kind of man, it's probably 3 hours long and I'll probably, not stay awake for it. I've had, some coffee, but it's not really helping. I don't know. But, yeah, so... We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel, talking about some movie. We don't know which one it's going to be yet, so it'll be a surprise. But yeah, so thanks everybody for dropping by on this Memorial Day Monday. Thanks for super chats. And we will see you guys again tomorrow evening. Bye.